There are many songs written about love. Therefore, I thought it'd be fun to take a minute and just name some of the more contemporary hymns or songs, because we know all the songs about love in the hymn. But I thought it'd be fun to take some time and name some of the titles of love songs that we know. Is anyone brave enough? Because we have The Power of Love. That's from one of my favorite movies.
All You Need Is Love.
All You Need Is Love.
Love.
Power of Love, yeah.
Love Stinks.
That's a great one, yes. Other ones. What was that? I heard it.
Love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with, yep. And you can't help but going do 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 do. So, and then I have I Want to Know What Love Is, Love Me Tender, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and let's see, Can't Help Falling in Love. So each song poetically tells of the story about the writer's view of love, whether within their heartache of how they were wronged by love or in their joy of new long relationships. But it is also reflected on within their own lives. It invokes an emotion that they are trying to convey within the lyrics, noting that there are some love songs that we can relate better to than others. And all of this is depending on what stage of love we are in and our own journey within that feeling. The journey of discovery begins with our own interpretations of love as we grow, starting off with the basic yet potentially potent explanation that is written within our hearts as young children, where we interpret the stanza of love through our own relationships with either our grandparents, our parents, our siblings, our extended family members, or even example to us by an adult that was outside of our family. Each of those having such impacts on how we view and how we give love, not only to ourselves, but to others. So when we begin to write our songs, we look at all the sources of material to identify what healthy love looks like from all these potential influences. We then start formulating the base of the song, which then introduces the understanding of love that isn't skewed by the world around us yet. A world that influences our lyrics by giving us examples through the healthy or unhealthy instances of love that we experience, finding ourselves needing to separate from the heartache, the harm, and the selfishness that tries to surround us, and then adding to the verses of our song as we are introduced to healthy love that is unconditional and accepting. Verses that sing of how God loves us and how we love others. The love from God which is poured into us and overflows in to those interactions that we have with one another. Where we need to be careful not to listen to those who sing of a punishing, hateful, vengeful God. Of a God who smites those that are wicked and is the opposite of the loving creator that we know. Hearing instead of the love that magnifies and recognizes and reveals the beloved, which flows from the all-encompassing love of a God who notices the unnoticed, that heralds the heralded, that calls down blessings on those who have been ignored and overlooked, a love that gives voice to the unpredictable presence of God. When we examine the song of love that began so long ago, we hear the voice of Mary, who is given an impossible task and made it possible through her trusting in God. The lyrics of this love song magnifies the beloved through an intimate relationship with God, which transforms Mary's prophecy into a fuller sonnet. We hear the transformation of Mary's heart. We hear of her acceptance to the journey set before her and her loving God. The song is recorded for us to take example from, that Mary sang to God, where it develops into repeated choruses that are transformational to the relationship between the two, a relationship that isn't forgotten, ignored, or lonely, for the words reflect God's love. All of this being made possible through Mary because she could relate to the stories that set a song for her to hear. Stories that formed her own understanding of love. Songs that came from Moses, Miriam, Deborah, Judith, Asaph, and Hannah, whom God favored and used to move the story of love forward. Mary's awareness creates a gateway for us to follow. It is a gift given to us, and it transforms our ability to fully appreciate God's love for us. Mary's song allows us to encounter the power of God's unconditional love that is made available to all to accept and to experience. Mary's song that we sing is because of God's covenantal relationship with all of creation. It was made possible through Christ. Because it tells of our God who acts out of his own self-giving nature to embrace both the man and women in relationship. It tells of the promises of God at work in our individual lives and in society to transform the way that love is viewed. It tells of a God who remembers us always and acts on our behalf. It sings to the power of God's love that is unconditional because it is wrapped with mercy, hope, and grace that unravels and intertwines within our own DNA. Singing of a love so deep within us and in our relationship with God that we understand it is not only what God does, but also who God is for us. So, how does Mary's song become part of our song? It is when we examine the verses that we've already sung and finding ways to continue to sing the love of God that we understand as inclusive. It is when we set aside how we've understood love and put it into action, allowing room for God to switch our internal song with its notes of the sacrificial and selfish love, selfless, I should say, love that God has and shares with all humanity. It is when we find ourselves open to these opportunities for our voices to become beacons for those who haven't experienced this unconditional love and all-embracing love from God before. A love that rises above our emotions and becomes rooted deeply within our hearts. A love that is adaptive and adoptive with the claim into God's family. So examining the words of our foundation, of the hope, joy, faith, care, justice, peace, to find that we are still firmly rooted in the will and character of God, allowing ourselves to experience the deepness and the power and the tenderness of God's love that goes beyond tomorrow, a love that we can't help but tell others about because we know what love is. It is a God who gives his son into this world to a young mother to be born in a stable rather than a mansion. A love that is sacrifice, that is redeeming and heartwarming when the song is sung once more by us. Amen.